The United Nations estimates that hundreds of thousands of Rwandan refugees are streaming out of their refugee camps in northwestern Tanzania. Like some of their compatriots who were in camps in Zaire, they're heading away from the Rwandan border. The Tanzanian government wants them to go home by the end of the month. Relief officials are concerned about getting food and medicine to the refugees as they start to wander the countryside of Tanzania. The BBC's Jane Stanley reports now from the Tanzanian border town, Ngara.
The red earth roads which wind up the lush hillsides of northwestern Tanzania were crammed with people as refugees streamed out of the camps which had been their homes for the last 2.5 years. The refugees had clearly been preparing to leave. They had sold off most of their possessions and carried bundles of newly distributed food rations. The rations had been intended to see them through their journey home to Rwanda. Tanzania had told all the 500,000 Rwandan refugees on its soil to go by the end of the month. Relief workers have been taken aback by the sudden exodus and say it's potentially disastrous as the refugees seem intent on walking for weeks to another asylum country. Abbas Gullet of the International Federation of the Red Cross.
Some are saying they're going back into Kenya, others are saying they're going into the interior of Tanzania, others say they don't know where they're going, they're just following the rest of the crowd. In terms of aid, I think it's going to be a monumental task for agencies and the UN and the government probably to respond to this situation. And I'm sure probably something will come up from the government and the UN and the aid agencies to readdress this issue in the best possible manner.
The Hutu extremists responsible for the 1994 genocide seem to be leading the refugees. The refugees have certainly been told horror stories about life back home in Rwanda and have been terrified by reports that Tanzanian troops were preparing to drive them across the border. For now, the Tanzanian authorities are doing little to contain the refugee movement. And with so many people now on the move, there may be little they can do to stop their relentless flight.
The BBC's Jane Stanley reporting from Tanzania.